I'm Jim Quinn. I have with me in the studio today Anya Hinkle and Andrew Finn McGill. Welcome to Bloomington.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so Mike is this one. I'm Jim.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Hey, I do what I can. I answer to whatever I'm called. Listen, why don't we get started with a little tune, and then we can have some discussions about where you're headed and where you've been, and there's some good things going on.
Sounds great.
All right. Anya Hinkle and Andrew Finn McGill. Music from Anya Hinkle and Andrew Finn McGill. Tell me about that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I've got a new record I've been working on, and it actually harkens back to some work that I did as a graduate student in another lifetime, working in the Pacific, studying ethnobotany, and I kind of I always thought that that academic work wouldn't kind of make its way back into my life as a musician. But when I went through this kind of difficult period a couple years ago, I realized that Oceania, the Great Pacific, where the Polynesians voyaged to find a new homeland in small canoes to go to islands they didn't even know existed. And I thought about the courage it takes to make that journey. And I thought to myself, it's you know, the perfect metaphor for where we find ourselves at certain points in our life. And so I called the record Oceania, and it's a concept album just exploring, you know, the courage that it takes really to get up and do what we're meant to do in this world.
And when is that coming out?
We are releasing singles all the time. We just released a single 2 weeks ago.
Right.
About a Salvadoran girl who left at 16 years of age her home country to flee the violence. She left alone to find a life in North Carolina, where Finn and I live. We're going to be releasing a few more singles, and then the record will come out in the spring.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. I have heard the singles, and you know, thank you for playing that one. Finn, you've got a lot going on too, and looking at your background, I mean, you've been in Brazil, you've been in Africa. Tell me a little bit about your travels, because we've got Oceania here, and you know, you've been to some continents I haven't been to.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Jim. I've been fortunate to get to travel to a lot of places. Started in school, I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and there were just a lot of grants and fellowships and things to be able to travel and study things like music, which invariably takes me anywhere. So I was raised in the mountains of North Carolina, in Western North Carolina. My parents play Irish music, but I was raised around a lot of great American music as well. So that's pretty much what I played throughout all my teenage years, was traditional Irish music and American music, be it jazz or bluegrass primarily. But when I was in college, I got to go do a semester abroad in Ghana. And then later, I got a fellowship to live in Malawi for a year producing an album. Malawi, for our listeners that don't know, is in southeastern Africa.
That's pretty cool.
It was very cool. Yeah. It was very cool. It changed my life. So yeah, I lived there for a year working on a record, and then at some point went to Brazil, where I lived for 2 years and met a Brazilian woman who I married, and we now live in North Carolina in Asheville, where Anya lives too.
Yeah, so it's not all Scots Irish music background from the hills of Appalachia, but you guys pull from a lot of different sources.
Yeah, I'd say we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Pulling
and I
from
think
more
that's
all the
one
time.
Reason we really enjoy working together is we have a lot of common ground, but we're mining a lot of different genres for our inspiration, particularly Finn. We have a great time exploring some of those tones together, and we've got some fun things up our sleeve for this tour.
Cool. So what do we have next as far as the music is concerned?
Well, if you're okay with it, we thought we would do a tune of mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then probably go into a traditional tune after that. So here's a tune that I wrote for a friend of mine, Harry Taylor, in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a waltz called Harry's House. And are you in tune there, Anya, or am I going to have to talk?
I had to move my cape there. Check in here.
Oh, I hate talking.
That's okay. While she's talking, I want to know about this Fulbright fellow that I saw on your bio
right
here, man.
Yeah, so it's funny. The Fulbright Fellowship was actually in public health, but what I did with it was made a concept album. So I collaborated with an amazing musician from there named Peter Mwanga, multi-instrumentalist. He, you know, kind of what the way Anya just described us, Peter pulls from a lot of influences too, but traditions from all around Malawi, uses different like chant patterns and rhythms, and then that's kind of like the raw material, and then he writes original music inspired by those little motifs and things. So his music is unique. It's definitely worth checking out, Peter Mwanga.
Cool. If we haven't played him here before, I would imagine many of our DJs are familiar with him. I'm unfortunately not, but I will pick up on him. Let's hear your tune.
Cool. Here is Harry's House into a traditional tune called Walk Along John to Kansas.
One, two, three. All right. That's music from Anya Hinkle and Andrew Finn McGill. One written by Finn. What was the name of that song again?
Harry's House.
Harry's House. All right. Good stuff. So you're here in Bloomington tonight at 7 o'clock at the Orbit Room. So that should be an interesting experience. It's a nice little venue. And then I think are you headed together to the other venues in Indiana?
We are, yeah.
Yeah, we have another show at the Universalist Church in South Bend, Indiana. Mm. They have a nice concert series up there. And then we'll be in Indianapolis.
That's tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On Saturday.
We'll be at the Music Room in Indianapolis on Saturday.
Okay, cool. And then, Anya, you head to Japan. So you got the tour of Indiana, then the tour of Japan. We're pretty lucky to get you before you go over there.
I've been going to Japan now for about 7 or 8 years. And I'm really excited to be able to finally go back. We weren't able to get into the country there for a while, two or three years. So actually I've been twice. I will have been twice this year.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So, and you mentioned before the show that you bring in some of the local musicians with you to perform over there as well.
Yeah, over the years I've had a chance to tour and perform with a lot of wonderful Japanese musicians, which has been, I think, a really special experience to be able to do what you do in a different environment. It kind of helps give you a different perspective on who you are and what you're trying to do. And, you know, we all can get pretty close to whatever it is we're working on. And it's really nice to get that little breath of fresh air.
Yep, I agree with you. We've got probably time for one more song before we sign off here at the 20-minute mark. So anytime you're ready, we'll launch into one here.
Sure, we're going to do a tune about where we're from.
Okay.
Just close to Asheville, there's a place called Swannanoa. And this was a tune that I wrote with actually a Japanese banjo player called Akira Satake. And he asked me to write some lyrics for a tune that he had been working on called Swannanoa. And I ended up thinking about the Great Flood in 1916. Wrote this song, and we ended up getting the runner-up for the 2022 Acoustic Music Award, so International Acoustic Music Award. So we were happy about that. But yeah, we're going to do this for you, a little bit of an old-time tune.
Sounds good.
One more time. In a little white house by the railroad along the trace from the lowlands, my love and I did live. Across the Blue Ridge Mountains, through the blackest balsam, twisted laurel hell. Not a body or soul forgive. The green, green grass and the fertile fields, a deer and rabbit fame. Oh, it's heaven and it's Maine. When the maiden of the mist, she took my hand and led me to the golden light. Pulled a plow straight in a lane. Hey, hey, walk me down to the valley below, where the snow still falls in April and the mist don't leave till noon in the hills of Swannanoa. Just a sprite of the woods, just a spirit of the river running by. Oh, an elf playing under the trestle. A little baby girl, a baby born with dazzling water in her eyes. Hey, on the grotto of her daddy's hired nestle. Hey, hey, you walk me down to the valley below, where the snow still falls in April
and the men stopped live till noon in the hills of Swannanoa. Then it rained, Lord, it rained for 7 days and nights of rain we'd never seen and never see again. Oh, 100 years or more from now to ever. Oh, the trestle from its footing, the house from its foundation, the roof from the rock it's covering, drown the prisoners in the penitentiary. There on the waves, the black waves, waves of water they took hold, folded over and pulled her in. Oh, it rained. Tears came pouring down like rain. Track where she rides along the riverbank with a sweet springs flowing in the hills of Swannanoa. Hey, 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 walk me down to the valley below where the snow still falls in April and the mist don't leave till noon in the hills of Swannanoa.
Yeah, I like that one. Listen to that one quite a bit. I can see why it won the songwriting, or runner-up the songwriting award.
Yeah, I don't know who won that thing. Yeah, it must have been a little bit better.
It was close. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. We've got Anya Hinkle and Andrew Finn McGill going to be at the Orbit Room tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Welcome to Bloomington, and hope your Indiana tour is a good one. I'd like to thank our engineer, Mike Krassel, our assistant engineer, Claire Preske, Abby Noruzzi, our coordinating producer, Jar Turner, general manager, Christine Brackenoff, our program director. I'm Jim Quinn, and we're going to turn it back to John in the studio.